AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Today could be a difficult day for air travelers. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Flight cancellations are accelerating as airlines comply with the government shutdown order.
The FAA order is to cut flights by 10% at 40 of the busiest airports, including Anchorage, Teterboro, New Jersey, Tampa, as well as New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Reginald Dumas, also in Dallas, is trying to be patient.
I don't think it's going to last that much longer because eventually I'm praying about it. It has to break.
Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, a federal judge in Rhode Island ordered the Trump administration to fully fund the SNAP food aid program for November. The White House appealed the ruling. A retired NFL star has been extradited from Dubai to face an attempted murder charge in the U.S. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Former NFL star Antonio Brown has been arrested on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting after a celebrity boxing event in Miami. The 37-year-old Brown was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai. Police spokesman Mike Vega said Brown was initially flown to Essex County, New Jersey, where he's being held pending extradition to Miami. An arrest warrant says Brown is accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer and firing two shots at a man he had gotten into a fistfight with after the amateur boxing event in May. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports a very large pay package has been approved for Elon Musk.
The world's richest man was just handed a chance to become history's first trillionaire. Elon Musk won a shareholder vote that would give the Tesla CEO stock worth $1 trillion if he hits certain performance goals, requiring Musk to hit several ambitious financial and operational targets, including increasing the value of the company's stock to nearly six times its current level. The vote followed weeks of debate over his management record and whether anyone deserved such unprecedented pay, drawing heated commentary from small investors to giant pension funds and even the Pope. The vote was a resounding victory for Musk, with investors showing that they still have faith in Musk as the car company struggles with plunging sales and profits. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Black Friday, well, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday sports,
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair.